Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you've been telling me to like have a strategy for my social media forever, and I finally did it and it worked.
Welcome to Social Goals with me, Kat, the only podcast that's teaching social media and marketing strategies that actually work for your local small business without dancing trends, posting 3 times a day, or burning out. It's time to do social strategically.
I am so excited to be sitting down this week with one of my business girl crushes, Lisa from Couture Candy.
You're funny.
Lisa is the founder of a candy shop in Peterborough that's more than just a place for sweets. It's a hub for kindness, connection, and community. She believes that candy isn't just about sugar. It's about stories, memories, and bringing people together. Whether she's creating unique events, raising funds for cancer care, or just making someone's day a little brighter, she's on a mission to prove that being kind really is sweet. Yay!
Yay! Hey! Yay!
So excited to have you here, Lisa. And I think
I'm so excited.
It's so cool for me to see, too, because I remember probably 2019 driving to your house to pick up a Candygram.
Oh, my gosh.
And now tonight I'll be going to your downtown storefront for Life of a Showgirl fun, picking up some sweets. And like, what a wild ride.
It is so crazy. The amount of people that I know, like you, who tell me, oh my gosh, I remember coming to your house, but the amount of people that come in who I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we've been coming. Like, I know them, but I don't remember that they used to come to the house to pick up stuff. And it's crazy. It's absolutely bananas.
And your storefront is celebrating 5 years today.
5 years today. Yeah. And I, in my little post that I, you know, our little celebration post that I scheduled and create.
Yes.
Scheduled.
Yes.
It was really like when so many people want to tear downtown Peterborough down, you know, our local media often, our city council often, and everybody would just rather see this little piece of our community go away. And here, there's nowhere else I would rather be. So I'm really happy to say that we've been here for 5 years.
I don't usually swear in my podcast, but fuck yeah.
Yeah, totally, yeah, right? It's like, it's only your perception. I don't know what people think is happening down here, but, you know, every downtown has its struggles, but it is the heart of our community and it fits perfectly with where we're aligned with our business. So,
well, and you're wearing your Being Kind of Sweet shirt right now. So it's like perfect that the kindness and like you bring such positivity into your space and into your content, but I know like it's not always happy as a business owner.
No.
But you share a bit of that. Can you like talk a bit about the ups and downs over the last 5 years of opening different storefronts and then coming back home to your main one, the OG in downtown Peterborough?
Yeah, I think it's a very, very hard lesson that I'm so grateful that we learned, because moving forward, whether it's in this business or anything else that we do in the future, these are lessons that like can't be unlearned, but it's what we will take into the future with us. And, you know, when something is doing really, really well and you've got people from other communities being like, we want you to come here. We want you to come here. We want you to do this. And, you know, when the mall in your community says, we want you to come here and we want you to do this. And we did it, and we did it very well. But then, you know, people forget that things ebb and flow. So we went from one store to 2 stores to 3 stores. And then we went from 3 stores to 2 stores to 1 store. And I wouldn't change any of it for the world. We met some amazing people along the way. But when people don't see the day to day behind the scenes, you know, they think, oh, that's just easy. Or, you know, I'm sorry you're going through that. When really, I said to you 5 minutes ago, it's like, no, we're like, I'm crying every day. Like everything is stressful because I want the experience to be 10 out of 10 for every single person that comes in contact with us. And I think it has been. I think we've done a really good job with that. But yeah, the turmoil of ups and downs and what we've managed to accomplish and learn in 5 years, I'll never take that for granted ever.
Like huge lessons. And I think
one of the
you are always bringing in new things and like trying new things, which I think is so good. And I forget who said it to me, but like, if you're not failing, it means you're not trying enough new things. And I think we want to be safe, right? We want to do the things, but we need to try the new things.
Yeah, I try to keep it fresh and fun, but I have a real struggle because We work so hard every week at going live and selling live and having a 10 out of 10 experience in the shop, or, you know, 15 different stockists, stock couture candy now. And then someone will be like, oh, but you don't have this. Or right. And it's like, it is soul crushing to me, because it's not that easy to just get that thing. Or yeah. And it's just a part of being an entrepreneur that nobody else is supposed to understand except this very special group of people who are running their own businesses.
And you would call yourself an introvert, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My God.
And I'm like, and highly, I know, and you come from past work that's like highly empathetic, and I feel like similar, like I'm a sensitive person, so those
I feel things very, very deeply, and even if it's just like a comment on a live or you know, something like that, it's just like it can be all consuming, because like I said, I want the experience to be 10 out of 10 every time. But I'm starting to realize like it's okay if I don't have that one thing for that one person who probably will never come back.
Yeah.
You know, and like that's just okay.
How did you get comfy sharing the behind the scenes and like you on social as someone who is more introverted and like sensitive?
I think it's a combination of both things. For one, I was really excited about what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I wanted everybody to know about it. How I got to like dance on the internet, I have no idea. But I think it's one of those things where it's like you just have to fake it till you make it in a positive way.
Yeah.
And I just want to share my business, but I want to keep it real, because I do get so many messages from people who are like, you're the reason I'm taking this leap. Thank you so much for being a safe space. Like, you have no idea how many people cry in this candy space. It's unbelievable, because it is a safe space. So I think just like I have to keep it real for people who want to do the same big life change that I did, so that they know it is not handed to us. We work really friggin' hard for the little tiny bit of financial reward, because we're not getting rich in this business. But like the social rewards and the friendships and the relationships, that's what's come from this.
And like the community that you've built.
Yeah, it is. It's the community behind us. So when, you know, when I cry on the internet because life is really hard, the messages that I get are like, oh my God, I'm going through this too, but I can't tell anyone. Thank you so much. I know I'm not alone. But then it also reminds me, like, everybody in my family's healthy. We have food on our table and a roof over our head. So it's really just like a plethora of thoughts. But it all really relates back to like the big feelings that I have.
Yeah. And I think it's like you said, fake it till you make it, but it's like not in a like good vibes only way.
Absolutely. It's like, not.
I don't think most people don't just show up and like start posting on social and feel comfortable doing it. Like,
yeah, exactly. And just,
it is weird.
It is. Exactly. And it is just a snippet of what we're going through, even though I'm sharing all of this stuff, you know, it's not everything, but like, we'll get there.
Yeah. And we talked about you getting more comfortable sharing online. I think, like, has it been about a year where you've had this kind of big switch in terms of how you approach social media?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think it was in March of this year. So not quite a year. I was stuck. And I mean, I've been growing this Instagram page very organically. I have seen people shoot up from 400 followers to 35,000 followers overnight. Honey, I know you're buying those followers. But we've been growing it really super organically. And when I was stuck at 13,000 followers for like a year and a half, even though I was still posting, but I was posting willy-nilly. I would think of an idea, I would create the content, and I would post about it. And then I was just like, what if I actually like put some strategy behind this and scheduled it? And so I would stay up late in my bed and I would schedule 14 reels for the whole week. And then I'd be like, I have extra time to do all of these things. And then Instagram would say, if you posted at this time, it would go out to even more non-followers. And so then I would change the times and I would play with it a little bit. And literally, I've gained over 5,000 followers just since March, changing my Instagram strategy.
I love
it. It's wild. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, I've been watching you tell people to do this for years. And I just always thought, there's no, like, how could I sit down and schedule this? It felt just like very daunting. But the app makes it really easy to schedule, draft and schedule and, you know, all of these things. They give you the sounds. You're like, I would watch your Instagram and you would give small business owners ideas. And it just worked. It really worked.
What does your workflow look like week to week now for social typically?
So I have like one day off a week on Sundays. And I think that time, you know, when I'm having coffee and the kids are doing their thing and I can take an hour to scroll, use the beat because I film everything. Like I'm filming this right now.
So that
when I'm scrolling and I see an idea or I see a sound that's come on three or four times in five or six videos, I can use them really super quickly. I use a lot of AI to help with my captions because sometimes my brain can't really beautifully put into context what I want to say.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of spew it out. It'll come out in a really nice way. Not all the time, but when I do need help. And I can look up some trending hashtags and then I can schedule it and it's done for the week. And then a post will come out and it will hit and I'll be like, oh, what post was that? Like, I don't even remember.
It's like a happy surprise.
You're
like,
it is. It's a happy surprise.
I am so funny. Like, I'm in really good content. And you like forget about it because it's just done and taken care of.
It's done. It's taken care of. It's trending. And because the trends happen so fast, you know, if you're not on top of it and you kind of draft it and forget about it, it's not something that Instagram is going to push out. So it's nice to get them done quickly, put them out while the trend is happening. And then I can see that it went out to more non-followers to generate new people's eyes coming to our business.
No, that sounds like that is always what I want people's week to week look to look like. Because like you could spend hours every day on social looking for ideas, creating content, posting it. And not be like moving the needle because it's always like reactive or you're just like stressing and overthinking about it. You're doubting yourself. But when you get into like the mindset of like, okay, I'm creating content, I'm going to get this stuff and scheduled and get it done. It's like you free up so much brain space to do other things.
Yeah. Also the content that really showed less, here's the candies that I have. And more about here's the life transitions that Matt and I are going through in our little candy shop and people can pull bits and pieces of what they're relating to from that content that made a big change too.
Yeah, the story content and something I'm always talking to people about is like other people sell candy, right? Like I could go to the dollar store and buy candy.
Absolutely.
But there's a reason people support small businesses and choose to shop from you. And it is the story. And if you're not sharing that on social, then you're like missing out on this huge opportunity for people to connect with you and like want to buy from you because they care about your business.
Yeah, I just did a little journey story just this week because and a lot of my new followers didn't even know that I had a whole career for almost 15 years before that and how it was a traumatic leave from that job. And I've turned it around and made this candy business and got some of my mental health back.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. So it's important to also like consistently share it too.
And I think because we're so close to our content, it's like really easy to feel like I'm boring people or if like I've already talked about this, but your audience is growing, it's changing. And also even if it didn't change, it's like the people who saw that post 2 months ago do not remember it.
No, they, absolutely not.
And so say it again to them, say it in a different way. And like those that key story that you're sharing about your life change is something that's like needs to be shared over and over again because it's super important to the brand and like why people support and care about the business.
Yeah, like there's a reason we wanted people to be able to mail a candygram to someone.
Yeah.
And it was because we couldn't see positivity in the world. It was a toxic place to me working in addictions and mental health. And I was like, no. This can't be the world that we're living in. I need to make this better.
Yeah. And I think like that is such a powerful place that you started from, is like, let's send candy in the mail to people to make them happy.
Yeah. It's really like what I wish somebody could have done for me, really.
I love that. I think I got one of your boxes, because you were putting together boxes too with candy and then like other like self-care goodies postpartum with my second kid, which was like peak pandemic, couldn't go anywhere, couldn't see anyone. My mental health was not good. And my childhood best friends, who I see like once a year, mailed me a candygram box with candy.
Insane.
And like it had like a face mask, that kind of stuff. And it's like that small act makes such a big difference in people's lives.
Yeah, exactly. Even just like I this is a story I should make for social media, but the reason we have the 1 kilogram mixed candy bags is because when I had my second, who had colic, and you know, you're just sitting in a rocking chair, you're both crying for hours and hours and hours every day, she brought me the biggest Ziploc freezer bag you could ever imagine. You couldn't have fit one more piece of gummy candy in that. And she brought it to me. I thought it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
But she was such a candy person and was like, I know what she needs. And I would sit in the rocking chair with Henry crying, he's colicky, and just eat that candy.
Yeah.
And even it's just like she did that for me. Our business and your friends did that for you. And like that's the core memory piece. It's wonderful.
I love that. And the like being kind to others, like to me, that just is like synonymous with your brand. And I think about like all the work you do with the Cancer Care Foundation and like doing fundraising with candy. What's like with that community aspect and giving back? How have you built that into your business?
It wasn't a hard decision to get involved with PRHC when we went viral, and I couldn't even handle all of the love and support and the orders and the financial aspect of it that was coming in. We knew we wanted to give it back, but also as a small business, we receive hundreds and hundreds of requests for free things.
Yeah.
And I know we're not supposed to talk about it.
It's okay. We can talk about it.
Yeah. We get requests for everything. Kids sports teams, adult sports teams, galas, business networks, and nobody ever wants to purchase something. They want to get it for free.
Yeah.
So teaming up to become ambassadors for PRHC was a no-brainer after we did the big cancer campaign and we raised almost $17,000. But it also was a way for us to streamline any extra marketing budget, promos, donations. It was just a way to streamline it to help the community as a whole.
Yeah.
Instead of a $20 bag of candy here, a $20 bag of candy for this hockey team, soccer team, dinner, event. So it was a win-win for us because we got to streamline it. Now when we get asked for donations, we tell them about the ambassador program, but also that we have a lot of low budget items to purchase that would support their event as well as us as a family, because I got a mortgage to pay.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a juggle, but a decision we were very happy with.
And I think you do it so beautifully and bring such awareness to important causes. And like, I understand the request, like people reaching out to small businesses because it's like community based and we're supporting our local community. But
yeah,
it has
and you're
to
easy
be,
to get to.
Yeah. It has to be that like two-way relationship, that like if we want these small businesses in our community that are doing these things, that are raising all this money for the hospital, we need like people need to be showing up for them too. It can't just be like support the community. Like the community needs to support small businesses too.
I think we really just wanted to get back to the mission of community-based kindness, not individual-based support, where the support necessarily wasn't going to come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we streamlined it, it was wonderful. And then the people that we can support who have been here for us from the get-go, obviously those are like all additional things that we support, but don't ask small businesses for free stuff.
Thank you for coming to Lisa's TED Talk.
That's my TED Talk. Yeah. Go and support them. The most expensive thing in my store is $20.
Yeah.
So it's an easy ask. If you have a bridal shower, a girls' weekend, a cottage weekend, come and get the candy.
Get the candy.
Yeah.
I think it's too bad that small businesses feel like you can't talk about that, because I know from the conversations I've had with so many and the screenshots have been shared online, like the requests are always coming in. It's from people that haven't bought before, don't follow.
Yeah, and that's easy for us to look up too.
Yeah.
That's easy for us to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I think it was horrible that it became a trend.
Yeah.
You know, it was very trendy to reach out and ask for for free things from small businesses. But I think it trickled down from people doing it to big businesses,
yeah,
like Chick-fil-A and, you know, other big brands. But it trickled down into small business. And it was hurtful that people could think that it was a trend. So I made a lot of content about it.
Yeah. So you're using the pieces behind the scenes and like the everyday consumer who's buying candy, like, most of them aren't small business owners who aren't dealing with this, but it still is content that connects with them because they want to know what's happening behind the scenes. It doesn't have to be 100% relevant, like, to their life. It's about telling the story of your business so they get to know you and can support you.
And it gave a space for other small business owners to be like, oh, thank God it's happening to everybody, like, which is like, that's the whole point.
Like, can we actually talk about this?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Anytime in content, you can say the thing out loud that people are having quiet conversations about. That is always going to be powerful content. So like if it's whatever makes sense for your brand and like for your own personal story, but it's like if it's mental health, it's the ups and downs of business ownership, it's the struggles of kids that aren't sleeping, whatever that looks like for you and your business, like being the one to put a voice to it is really, really powerful.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when I cried on the internet and was just like, nobody's supporting small business because nobody has any money. And I totally get that, you know, last year when everything was crazy expensive after the pandemic. And, you know, it was just such a release for us because sometimes it's a lot of compassion fatigue because when someone walks through my door, I'm like, hey, how's it going? Did you listen to Taylor Swift? Oh my God, what do we think? And on the inside, I'm dying because I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills because no one else can afford to shop in our small business.
Yeah.
It's this very kind of secular, scary thing. But if I put it out there, then I can be like, hey, oh, yeah, I'm struggling today.
Have those real conversations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think like for so long, social was very curated.
Pinteresty.
And I always talk about like that's the world I was in when I had my first kid, and I was the first person of anyone I know to have a kid. And so I'm like, oh, you have a cute nursery, your kids sleep
easy.
Like, yeah. And then I was like, oh my God. And so it's so great to see these real conversations come out of social. And as small business owners, like, I hate to say it's our responsibility, but it kind of is, like, to keep those conversations going and to keep being real so those conversations continue.
Yeah. I think once you've taken a leap of faith and started your own business, like, nothing is scarier.
Yeah.
Nothing is scary. Like, you can literally do anything, take on the whole world if you've made that decision and actually done it. So it's, you just got to do it.
You just got to do it. Where can people find you online to see you just doing it and taking the leap and sharing all the things?
I mean, on Instagram at couturecandy.ptbo. But the live selling, it's a live.
So you live sell on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes, Thursday nights at 8:30. So we were twice a week, but again, I'm getting my boundaries in place. And two times a week was just too much.
Yeah,
so now we're doing a special Monday night online sale, which will lead to a live sometime on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then Thursday nights at 8:30.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. Come watch, Lisa.
It's a vibe. It's
Peck
so fun.
Candy. Talk about candy. Have fun with her husband.
All the new drops, all the merch drops go on there. Yeah, I bring Matt with me. Everybody loves Matt. We're trying to get him to dance on a live. So come and join.
You have to join to see when that happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, it was so lovely chatting with you, Lisa, and I will see you later today.
Thank you. Yes,
in store downtown. I'm going to go out for dinner downtown Peterborough. Going to go do some shopping.
And you're
going to
be safe and you're going to love it.
And I'm going to love it. Bringing in my children. It's great. It's what the community, the spaces that we need in our community.
Yep, exactly.
You're well on your way to becoming social goals. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. It helps your small business friends find the pod. Follow Social Cat Media on Instagram, that's cat with a K, and head to the show notes for my best free resources. See you on social, and see you next week right here with a new episode.